You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Fuzz by Tabes, who's in the studio. Morena, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
It's so nice to have you up here. Congratulations on Serum.
Thank you. Wonderful EP.
And on this track, Out of Touch, which I'm just obsessed with the music video on it. I think it's so wonderful. It's sort of like spacey, romancy vibes. It's very cool.
Yeah. My brother actually directed it.
Oh, that's so nice.
Idea came because we got funding quite late in the piece, so I was like, oh, I really need a, I know the song's coming out in three four weeks, really need to get a music video idea locked down, and kind of the pressure was on, you know. And then 1 a.m. it just struck.
It's when the best ideas come. It's either the middle of the night or when you're in the shower. It's pretty much the two best idea spots. Yeah.
Whipped my laptop out and just started jotting down all my ideas. Pretty much the concept around the video, trying to humanize the feeling of attachment.
Yeah.
It's more prominent right now because everyone's, you know, COVID and stuff, and everyone feels real complacent, stuck, stagnant, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I was trying to do that, which the alien being in the video is actually meant to portray my feeling of attachment.
That's so interesting. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because it sort of has a weirdness to it where I was like, this doesn't feel like a love song in the way that, you know, there's that's not what I'm getting from this, but it's got those kind of, there's like a reading that you could pull from that. I find that makes so much sense to hear that's what that's about. How about the rest of this EP, Serum? What's been the space you've been exploring with writing these tracks and kind of making this music?
Yeah, so it kind of is around that whole attachment piece where it doesn't have to be just a relationship. It's, you know, just job security or where you're at, mindset-wise and things like that. And just kind of taking that step outside of your comfort zone, you know, and just about growth and things like that. So that's kind of where I was trying to piece it all together. Sometimes it does lean a bit towards the relationship stuff, but I still try to keep it a little bit vague there, you know.
It's quite a useful tool for using as a kind of idea starter, maybe. Like the relationship idea in music can be a great stand-in for lots of other things. It doesn't actually have to be necessarily what it's about. And I feel like this is, really sits in that space nicely.
Thank you.
it's very hard not to talk about music that's been made over the last few years without being like, and how did the pandemic shape what you were thinking about? But it does feel like this has been a present idea for you, like working through this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of weird because I did release my first EP 2022. Mm. So you'd think that would be more, you know,
the COVID one.
Yeah, nodding towards the lockdown and all that stuff. But for some reason, this one kind of came afterwards. And it's not like completely to do with COVID, I guess, but I guess there are elements of it subconsciously that kind of came out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think there's something about maybe having a wee bit of distance between the absolute thick of it and where we are now, which is still in it, but on the kind of weird tail end of it now. That gives you a different perspective, perhaps.
100%.
You're part of the ABG crew, which has been doing amazing stuff over the last few years. And, of course, Hanbi, who features on this track, is another member of that amazing group of artists. What's the vibe for you guys at the moment? Because I know you're so focused on all your individual projects, but you're always so supportive of the collective and what everybody's working on together. What's been happening in and around ABG recently?
So Hanbi just released a EP as well earlier this year. And Hans released a song with Hanbi called Warmer. And my brother, because he's the secret sauce.
The secret sauce of ABJ.
So he produced all of Seashell Cassette, which was Hanbi's EP last year.
So is your brother Woo? Is that?
Yeah. Okay, that but then sense. he also goes under Luke Park when he films. So everyone's like, wait, what?
Lots of hats, lots of names.
Yeah. He's just kind of under the radar, you know. But no, he's a secret weapon. So he pretty much does everything.
That's amazing. Mm. It's quite nice to have, as you say, secret sauce, the secret weapon, someone who can kind of shapeshift between what's needed and kind of keep everyone in the same idea space or something. Mm. Yeah. Mm. What are you excited about for your own music at the moment? Obviously, having an EP out is a really busy and kind of fruitful time, but what are you kind of hoping comes out of this moment for you? What's your goals or your plans?
To be honest, it's just the way I view music. I get to do it with my friends, my family, because my brother, we collaborate a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a platform or a channel to actually, you know, create and then release. It's more of a personal thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
And so many experiences come out of it, you know, even coming out here, chatting about the EP, you know, things like that. We got to play a couple shows in Korea last year.
Oh, awesome.
And that was pretty sick. You know, just random experiences that if I didn't do music, I probably would have never.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties into, you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone. You know, if I never really tried to release music, none of these things would have happened, you know? So,
What was it like playing in Korea? That would have been a really cool experience.
Yeah. And it's the audience is so polite and so respectful. You know, it's perfect for my type of performances where it's more, you know, kind of tiny desk vibes.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. We played one of the gigs, we played at a penthouse.
Oh, flash.
And it was kind of like a private party because it tied in with Hans's EP release, Candy, at the time. It was absolutely
so cool.
Sick.
Yeah, that's so cool. Are you planning playing any shows in Aotearoa anytime soon? Is that on the cards?
We meant to do an ABG showcase earlier this month, but it just kind of didn't work with people's schedules. So, we're trying to plan another one.
Cool. We'll watch the space then.
Yeah.
In the meantime, where can people go and get Serum?
Spotify, Apple, YouTube, just all the streaming platforms.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the places. And I really recommend people head to YouTube and check out the video for Out of Touch, which we're about to listen to, featuring Hanbi. Tabes, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to chat with you. We'll see you again soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.